Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we're going to learn 110. But first, let's review what we learned last time. Now let's listen.
Shall I make some coffee, Jane? That's a good idea, Charlotte. It's ready. Do you want any milk? Just a little, please. What about some sugar? 2 teaspoonfuls? No, less than that. 1.5 teaspoonfuls, please. That's enough for me. That was very nice. Would you like some more? Yes. Please, I'd like a cigarette, too. May I have one? Of course. I think there are a few in that box.
I'm afraid it's empty.
What a pity.
It doesn't matter.
Have a biscuit instead. Eat more and smoke less.
That's very good advice.
在109课中 ,Charlotte 给出了一个好的建议,那就是 eat more and smoke less. 在我们的生活中,多和少的对比时时存在,那么就让我们来看一看多与少在实际的生活中怎样表达和使用吧。首先,在英文中表示多,我们用 many,其比较级 more, 最高级 most. 下面我们来看一个句子。我有许多的书。I have many books. Lucy 的书比我的多。Lucy has got more books than I have. 那 Tom 的书又比 Lucy 的多。Tom has got more books than Lucy.那谁的最多呢? Tom has got the most books of all of us. Tom 是我们中拥有书最多的人。从这三个句子我们可以看出，当可数名词在做比较级和最高级的时候，我们用的是 many, more 和 the most。下面我们来看第二组句子。I have got much money.I have got more money than Lucy. Tom has got the most money of all of us. 从这三个句子中我们可以看出 money 是不可数名词，我们要用 much 来修饰，然而比较级和最高级却是一样的。刚才对多进行了比较，现在我们来看少是如何比的呢？先看第一个例句。I've got few books. I've got fewer books than you have. I've got the fewest. 那么从这三个句子中我们可以看出 few 的比较级分别是 fewer 和 fewest. 它用来修饰可数名词。那么不可数名词又将用哪一个词呢？下面我们来看第二组例句。I've got little money.I've got less money than you have. I've got the least. Little 修饰不可数名词的少，比较级 less, 最高级 the least. 从刚才的四组练习中我们可以看出，在英文中不仅要注意多少的比较级与最高级的变形，还要注意当比较的事物是可数名词和不可数名词时，它们使用的词也是不一样的。那么就请下面大家把表格来填一下，对刚才进行一种复习吧。好，我们现在来看答案。Many 和 much 的原级，比较级都是 more， 最高级 the most。那么不可数名词的少是 little, 比较级 less, 最高级 the least. Few, fewer, fewest 是对可数名词的少进行比较和最高级的表达。那现在就让我们走进110课，看看今天又将用到哪些词汇来进行练习呢？
Lesson 110 Repetition Drill. Lesson 110. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. I've got some coffee.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
I've got some books.
I've got fewer than you have. I've got very few.
I've got some meat.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
Now, you answer the questions. Ready? I've got some coffee.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
I've got some books.
I've got fewer than you have. I've got very few.
I've got some meat.
I've got less than you have.I've got very little.
I've got some money.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
I've got some vegetables.
I've got fewer than you have. I've got very few.
I've got some biscuits.
I've got fewer than you have. I've got very few.
I've got some stationery.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
I've got some chocolate.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
I've got some presents.
I've got fewer than you have. I've got very few.
I've got some ink.
I've got less than you have. I've got very little.
110课，最低的升为最高的。腓立比书说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有上帝的形象，不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以上帝将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在地上的、天上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口赞。耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父上帝。这是著名的基督虚己论，描写了基督从上帝降卑微为最卑微的死在十字架上的罪人，之后被父上帝升为至高，被拯救我们的过程。这不仅是基督的故事，也是所有在基督里的基督徒的生命。我们在地上的生命，即使一个罪人的生命，就让我们承受这世间的邪恶和痛苦。基督告诉我们应当如何面对这一切，学效他柔和谦卑的样式，并跟从他的脚踪，就能进入天国。除了虚己、奴仆的形象、顺服和忍耐之外，还有一个秘诀没有浮现在文字之上，这个秘诀就是信靠上帝。其实这个秘诀是其他所有秘诀的基础，也是为什么世俗无法了解的原因，更无需说接受活出虚己、奴仆、顺服和忍耐了。因为如果没有上帝做我们的靠山，好人连在这个世界上存活下去都不可能，更加谈不上一个甘心谦卑做他人奴仆的人，可以在这个弱肉强食、充满罪恶深孽的众世界里活出基督的样式。因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞食的人。所以把耶稣的样式活在这个世间上，已经是在显神迹了，这是上帝的工作了。所以不要怕，因为基督已经在我们前面活出了这个样式，已经改变了我们的生命，洗净了我们的罪，又每日赐给我们力量、喜乐和恩典，让我们可以做同样的工作。 最后，他更拯救我们脱离罪恶、死亡、魔鬼、地狱的捆绑，升我们入天堂。主啊，感谢你带领我们跟从你，活出你谦卑的样式去爱人，并跟从你进入天国。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。